Evening, everyone. I'd like to call this February 3rd, 2020, regular city council meeting to order. If you'd all please rise. Short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and for wisdom for our city council as we make our decisions tonight. And now, if you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 1D on our agenda is roll call. And for the record, all council members are present. So I'll move to item 1E, which is citizen input. Yes, Eugene.
Eugene Bain, 645 North 4th Avenue, Othello. Well, it's weird being here. Anyway, just real quick, I think we need to look into possibly doing something about the lot in between Taco Bell and O'Reilly's. Now there's an old dump motorhome sitting on it. I don't know if y'all noticed that. And the front bumper's falling off of it and hanging down. There's a Ford truck that's been sitting there for probably months. And three or four used cars sitting there with signs in the window. That's the property tax there. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, just maybe look into that, see if we can send, was it Heather over there, and see what we can do about getting that cleaned up, especially as you're coming into town there. You know, we want to keep that looking nice.
Yeah, we do. Thank you.
That's it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. Is there any other citizen input? Hearing none, we'll move to item 2, which is the approval of tonight's agenda.
You make the motion.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Move to the consent agenda. Item 3.
I'll make the motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Moved to item 4 tonight, which is our lone item of current business, and that is Lions Park Ball Field Improvements and Task Order Number 1 with Bob Joel. Tonight we have with us our Park and Rec Coordinator, Randy Gomez. Randy?
Good evening, Council, Mayor. So tonight's agenda memo, Lions Park Ball Field Improvements and Task Order Number 1 for Bob Joel. action requires a motion. Legislative issue, City Council's authority to approve requests for the city projects and spending. Explanation issue, Lions Park Ball Field improvements are starting to heat up. The city met with the contractor Top Cut Construction and the city landscaper architect Bob Joel today to map out the strategies and process to deliver this project that we're soon to kick off here. In my review of the project, I discovered the city council will need to approve task order number 1 for Bob Joel in order to pay for his services to the project design, site and grading plan, site details, topsoil, landscaping plan, restroom, demolition and improvements, bidding documents, etc. The budget Bob Joel services for this project are covered under the YAF grant from the RCO. Staff recommend city's council approval to task order number 1 with Bob Joel services up to $33,220. For a motion is to approve Bob Joel's contract and services for the Lions Park improvements. Like again, we met with them this afternoon and the Top Cut Construction company contractors. The project estimated to start on Thursday the 6th. And we just went over the last little details that need to get situated to for this to kickstart before the spring comes along and sports start moving forward. So the little project detail to bring everybody up to par. They're just gonna cut out the outer edge of the infield. There's that big lip that's been created over time from the dirt, from dragging, so forth. And they then cut down about 6 inches of soil haul it out, and then come back in with 2 inches of sand, and then they're going to come back in with 4 inches of this diamond dust product that we're putting for topsoil to make the park really good, really nice. It's great soil, keeps it moist, everything nice and clean. We get a lot of the weather here with snow and rain, and this material that we're putting on kind of prevents it from puddling up around the ball field and just having those puddles that are no fun to play in. And then we're going to do other little ADA requirements. We're going to do some to the restrooms, make them ADA compliant that the RCO needs to have complied for. And then the concession stand, we're also going to cut it down a little bit for the ADA, for any of the ADA requirements and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's everything that's going on here pretty soon at the ballpark. So,
any questions, Council?
Yeah. So, is this for the approval of his design contract that he has with us that he's already completed, or this additional work on top of?
So, it's everything that he's completed already. This should have probably been handled a while back, but with me being new and then everything that happened last year, it kind of got pushed under the rug a little bit, and now we're just bringing it up to surface again so we can get it signed and all delivered.
So, again, with Jonathan, in the explanation of the payment schedule that's been provided, is this 60% of the design, or is it 100% of the design?
Okay, so let's go back to
task one.
Task one is for all of his work. He hasn't completed all of it. He recently submitted a pay estimate for, was it $23,000, Spencer? Mm-hmm. And so he's done about two-thirds of the work. And there was also some negotiation this afternoon with the city's engineer and him and Randy and I. And he's not going to do all of what's in his task order. The city's going to perform some of those services. Mm-hmm. But the city council has never approved this task order yet. So that's what John brought up, that's what Randy just said, and that's what you just confirmed. Okay? Mm-hmm. Anything else, Spencer?
You know, I was just going to mention really quick, this is one of those things, a project that we've been talking about quite a lot, different committees and here in council. And this contract is a contract that we all thought had gone to council, had been approved long ago. And when Randy came on, we were starting to look into some of the background before we made the payments on this. That's when we discovered, oh my gosh, it doesn't exist. Where is this? And so tonight is a cleanup thing to come back to make sure we're in line with those discussions that we've been having.
And his services are covered under the grant, so that's not coming out of Parks and Rec.
So recognizing that this probably would have been voted on and approved, and that's a good assumption. The exposure, you say he hasn't finished some of his tasks or is going to. Is this going to open the exposure up to the city for change orders from the contractor, or is this laying at a point to where he's just looking for payment now? Because if there's additional design work, then the exposure just opens up that if the contractor now goes, hey, 60 and 90% aren't the same, and you added 25 cubic yards, guess what? And so it seems like we would be going back on some of that.
I think it's just that the city's gonna take over the administration of it. Our engineer is going to take over the administration. We're going to descope some out of him.
So this is just so we can pay the designer.
His design.
Okay, exactly. That's what I was like, oh, whoa.
Because if I remember correctly, when Brian came.
Sean?
Sean.
Brian.
Sean O'Brien. Sean O'Brien came and talked to us, a couple of meetings ago. He said that we were possibly putting in a little bit less, instead of 4 inches, maybe doing 2 or 3 inches of that topsoil, mm-hmm. and that would save the city some money. And I think that's where, it's just that was the design, and we're paying him for that, and then the city is gonna administrate the rest of it.
All that we have approved or voted on is the awarding of the contract to the lowest bidder.
That's right.
Right. And so what this request before the city council tonight is to approve Bob Dole's services in task order number one. Laid out are all the different tasks that what was, I believe what he had prepared beforehand sometime last summer. And in the transition of park and rec coordinators, this task, you know how it is. We approve an RFQ with a particular consultant, and then we bring a task order before the council. The council approves that task order. And so in this process, the task order had never been presented to council to approve. Is that right, Randy?
Yeah, that's right.
So we need a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve Bob Droll's contract and services for the Lions Park Ball Field improvements.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Council. Andy?
All right. Well, I'm up here already. I'm just going to give a little bit scoop of what's going to come around for the Park and Rec Department. Moving forward into spring, a lot of good things are going to start happening here pretty soon. Spring sports, spring soccer. We opened up registrations already. Gonna close in February 21st. But we're planning to have soccer start here April 7th to May 7th. They'll play Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 6 at the Kiwanis Park, like, you know, spring and fall of last year. And then ages are 4 to 7. Flag football's gonna kick started too. They're gonna go from the same 5 weeks, 7 weeks, I believe, May 7th. April 7th, May 7th, Tuesdays and Thursdays, but they're gonna play a little later, 6:30 or 7:30. The location we normally play in the outfield grass at Lions Park, but with the construction and the weather, we never know what weather's gonna do. So I've already talked to the school district and they're allowing us to move it to their McFarland outfield grass if we need to, if the project takes longer than what expected. If not, we'll just move it back to the Lions Park outfield grass. It is co-ed, and then ages are 5 to 12. And then Little League opening day, probably the big spotlight Otto always has in the spring, Little League baseball. Planning to do Little League on a Saturday, opening day. Taking it back traditional, has a parade in the morning, has an open ceremony, cutting the ribbon for the new park, you know, first games. Then I'm going to try to get all the kids playing that day, if it's an hour long or three innings, whatever's fastest. Just to have those kids all play in the morning of or the afternoon of. And I plan to have open day May 9th, but depending again on the construction, it might be sooner, it might be later, depending on weather and how fast they work there. Then we have peewee ball, t-ball, boys and girls minors, and then boys and girls majors, and then all the dates are up there. So, and then the pool, pretty excited for this. We're going to get it kickstarted June 1st. We just met the other day with Dulcie Fields, swim team coordinator, with all the swim team. They're going to have champs again this year, the 24th, 25th, 26th of July. And we'll open the pool up June 4th to the public. I'm going to put on a training for the lifeguards. I'm going to go get my LGI certification. I already got my lifeguard certification. I'm trying to get all the certifications I can to equip all our lifeguards or whoever we're going to hire in the summer to hopefully have a lot more success this year with the pool and run it smoothly. So that's a great attraction to have in the hot summer days we have here in Othello. And then, yeah, that's about it. Thank you.
That's excellent. Thank you, Randy. Council, you guys have any comments or questions for Randy? Was it? I'm sorry, I didn't want to. Okay, so one thing I did want to ask council, with council's permission, the city administrator from Connell had discussions with me last summer about having a lifeguard trainer. They don't have a lifeguard trainer at their city, and they wondered if we would mind if they sent their lifeguards up here to be trained at the same time that the city's or Randy would be training our lifeguards. Mm-hmm. Would the council have any objection to extending that courtesy to the city of Connell?
No.
Okay, great. I'll let Maria know. Okay, thank you, Randy. With that, is there any unfinished business tonight? I have no updates on the well since last week. I'll give you one, since we have another meeting next Monday, I'll give you another one next Monday. I do have an update, though, on the post office alley. Spencer, and one is to city or the newspaper. So the summarization is it's the city's responsibility. Years ago, the post office, the business owners who abutted the alley wanted the city to pave it. The city doesn't pave alleys because of ongoing maintenance, and sewer and water lines are usually found in alleys, except when the city council makes a special dispensation to pave an alley. The city dedicated the alley back to the property owners and allowed them to pave the alley and the post office to encroach 5 feet into the alley to put up mailboxes. Over time and circumstance, the alley fell into disrepair. And the existing property owners at that time didn't want to pay to repair it, so they dedicated the alley back to the city. So what would it take for the city to fix the alley? We would need to grind and pulverize the existing asphalt, lower the sewer manhole, install a Washington State certified storm drain in the middle of the alley, and slope it to drain towards the middle. The engineer's estimate is somewhere between $70,000 and $80,000. There was a question brought up about widening the poles on the 7th Avenue. It's a little more complicated than you would think. North Power Pole is owned by Avista and runs east and west down the alley and is properly set on the edge of the right-of-way. The South Power Pole is owned by Big Bend Electric and is just inside the city's right-of-way. We would only gain a few feet by having them move it, but we would also have to take out the curb and replace three mailboxes owned by the property owners to the south. The pole, because those are properly placed, those mailboxes, the pole would be outside our right-of-way, and we don't plan to widen the alley, so that's not recommended. Considerations is Frutaletta's is going to tie into the sewer and water sometime this year for their new location. The City Council didn't budget this expenditure in the 2020 budget. City Council decided to save the extra TBD money and spend it in the 2021 budget for larger street projects like a chip seal on South Broadway. City Council, though, has discretion for expenditures and could prioritize this if they choose.
I still think we could cement 40 feet of that on one end. Losing the money from
the alley purchase. That would be an approach, so yeah. We could do that. I would say we should probably wait until next budget, because we did kind of say that we wanted to use that TBD money to get some projects done out on the streets that are really, really needed. But that's my, you know, my opinion.
Okay.
I think that if we look at this for the 2021 budget and maybe get the alley approaches done this year, because we do have that money.
On both sides, or just one, on the east side, west side?
Well, if we could get both sides done,
it'd be nice. The one side's paved already.
Yeah,
it's alligatored. The one on this side, on the west side's alligatored, but it's paved.
But it would take care of some of that. It would kind of come in a little bit more than what the normal, because we said that the normal alley approaches are pretty shallow.
I don't think we'll solve the pothole issue with just the 40 feet, but it does.
It's a start.
It starts it, but it still we go off.
And then come back after we budget in the 2021 season and pave it and pulverize it and pave it so that it's
So even doing 40 feet, you'd still have to take all the asphalt out that's there. Mm-hmm. You know, it, by the time you get done doing that and your expenses, I think it's just...
You don't have to grind and pulverize it.
You just...
But you can't just throw the cement on top of the asphalt.
No,
so it still has to
remove
it.
You would cut it and remove it.
Yeah, it'd just be tore up with an excavator. You wouldn't be grinding and pulverized to...
But you would have better approaches.
The pulverization is to salvage and keep the material for use in the base, where we would probably, the contractor would, a concrete contractor would bring in an import to create a base for his concrete, which would be different than grinding. A lot less expensive than grinding and pulverizing.
What's this, is this estimate for the 40 feet? Or is this the entire alley, 78,000?
That's the entire alley.
But that would chew up a big chunk of our budget for street work.
This is good, Sean. Thank you for doing that. But let's have a committee meeting and discuss all the
committee. Okay.
Discuss all the options available.
Unless there's something, does somebody want to make? I mean, you know how this works. Somebody could make a motion, but if you'd prefer to discuss this in committee and come back with a recommendation, we could do that.
Let's do that. See if we can get a couple more options available to do, you know, to look at it.
Okay, I'll set a committee meeting.
Before we end.
Yeah.
It's not a new issue or an old issue. Out on 7th, right as we come in off of the street there, where we have that dip. Are we going to repair that dip?
Coming off of Olympia.
7th and Olympia.
Oh. Yeah.
Olympia.
Right in front of the Senior Citizen Center. It's a little bit past Olympia. It's where they had to tie into the sewer line. And it's really dropped.
So is that the part that was paved, that was cut open and then paved because of the sewer line?
Yeah, because you had settled. To get in. It settled pretty bad, Angel.
Well, the next phase, we're supposed to work on finishing 7th and 14th up to the next phase. So I don't know if we want to repair
that. Wait.
What's that?
Are you going to go that far back?
We're going to go from 7th all the way to the next phase, which would be phase 3.
Yeah.
We're going to complete both sides of the road, so that's what we're going to be talking about here in the next few months. So I don't know if it's... I haven't noticed it. I haven't been here for a while, but I don't know how bad it is.
It's
settling quite very good.
It's getting pretty good. It acts as a speed bump for the people coming into the town. You know, they're usually racing down 7th pretty good. By the time they get to the Senior Citizen Center, they hit that.
Well, we're going to be doing some, you know, street work, so if we have to patch something, tear it up and patch it, it's time to do it is when we pay. But we're looking to do it.
Okay. But I didn't know if that had gone back over to the city yet or not. I mean... If that was our responsibility, or
that's what we're going to discuss. That's right.
I wasn't pushing it your way. It's just something I've been noticing.
Yeah, but if it's something that we've soft cut, you know, in the past, and we can just, you know, cut the ends and take it out and pave it again.
It was the cut that you made.
Big job.
It was the cut you made to tie into the sewer line.
Yeah.
Because at that time, that's all the option you had.
Or leave it as a speed bump for a year or two.
Fair enough.
We'll check it out.
Okay. Abner approached me today. We'd like to set the date for the IT committee meeting. That'll be noon, February 12th. That's a week from Wednesday. And I will remind you again next Monday night about that. And then I know John and John are. Who else is on? And Gina. Okay. And then just to let council know, this Wednesday, I'm going to a meeting in Spokane with city engineer and with Ann Henning. We're going to meet and discuss the Complete Streets Ordinance. Complete Streets Ordinance is another mechanism of funding for streets that is available. We're going to discuss what a Complete Streets Ordinance would look like here in Othello, how there are requirements to be a Complete Streets, actually quite a few of them. And so we're going to find out some more information about that. We'll give a report to council. Certainly an ordinance would have to be presented to the council to become a Complete Street city, but it does offer additional funding, and that's why we're pursuing it. And then after that meeting, we're going to have a meeting with the Department of Ecology about our wastewater facility plan. We're going to need, as you, council recalls, we had a 50% grant on approximately $360,000 from Department of Ecology. And in light of the last meeting we had with our permit manager, we're going to need to make some changes to the scope of that. And so we're going to meet with Varela and Ecology, probably Allison, our environmental engineer, and they're proposing a change, but also that change means additional money. So that's why we're going to find out what the Department of Ecology will pay for and what the city would become responsible for, and we'll come back with a report to the council as to what that proposed change is. Council, of course, would have to approve that change. So I'll be gone in Spokane on that all day on Wednesday, and I don't have anything further. So does council, do you guys have anything else that you want to bring up tonight? All right. Item six was new business. Anything new? Item seven is council receives, there's no department head reports to receive, so having no further business, we'll conclude tonight's meeting at 6:57 p.m.